Welcome to the Yemei Ratzon Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Tali Pfeiffer, and today we will focus on the first part of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, Malchios. Towards the end of the Malchios portion of our Musaf on both days of Rosh Hashanah, there is a paragraph dedicated to crowning Hashem as King. We start off by saying, Elokeinu ve'elokei avosinu, our God and God of our fathers. Meluch al kol ha'olam kulo bechvodecha. Reign over the entire world with your glory. The paragraph continues with us davening that Hashem's honor and splendor should be apparent in the world so that everyone should understand that Hashem created them. We end off by saying, Vayomer kol asher neshama ba'apo, and everyone who has breath in his nostrils will say, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. Hashem, God of Israel, is king, and his kingship rules over all. Based on this paragraph, I'd like to ask two questions. First, why is it necessary for each person to make this declaration that Hashem should reign as king over the entire world? What impact does one person have on Hashem being king? Isn't it much more global than that? And second, at the end of the paragraph, why do we refer to individuals as kol asher neshama ba'apo, everyone who has breath in his nostrils, as opposed to just using a regular word for people or individuals? Let us begin by dealing with the first question. The Sfas Emes explains that when we say meluch al kol ha'olam kulo bechvodecha, reign over the entire world with your glory, the focus needs to be on crowning Hashem as king in our own lives. As the Medrash Tanchuma explains, each individual that is part of Bnei Yisrael is an olam bifnei atzma, a world unto himself. Therefore, when we accept Hashem as king upon ourselves, this actually does have an effect on the klal, on the rest of the world. Our goal has to be personally to think about ourselves and our own lives as we daven. Based on this idea from the Sfas Emes, Rav Meislish, in his Sefer Sichos Ve'avodas Hashem, gives a fantastic mashal. There was a father who came home from work and had a huge pile of papers and letters to go through and organize. His young son came into the office and started to bother him, asking him lots of questions on each and every move he made. What's this, Abba? What's this? What does this do? What are you doing? On and on and on. The father saw that he wasn't going to be able to get his work done in this way, so he thought of a good idea. There was a newspaper sitting on his desk with a detailed map of the world on it. He ripped it into small pieces and said, "Here you go, son. Put this back together like a puzzle, and I will be so excited to see that you were able to do it." He thought for sure he would have 2 to 3 hours of peace without his son bothering him, because it would take him a long time to figure out where each country went. The map was really detailed. He felt relieved that he would finally be able to deal with everything he had to do with peace of mind. But to his surprise, his son came back after just 5 short minutes, and in his hand was the map, all put together perfectly. The father could not believe what he was seeing and asked him, "Son, how were you able to do that?" The boy looked at his father with a big smile on his face and said, "On the other side of the page, there was a picture of a person, and I know what a person looks like, so I just worked on that. I put the eyes where eyes go, the mouth where a mouth is supposed to go, arms where arms go, legs where legs go, and I continued until a person was all put together. And then, when I was done, I just turned it over, and the map of the world was also complete." The nimshal here is that each person needs to work on him or herself, being the best he or she can be, crowning Hashem as king over his or her individual life. And through this, Amir Tashem, the entire world will become complete as well. This explains why each person needs to coronate Hashem as king and, in a way, focus on themselves. On Rosh Hashanah, the focus is not necessarily about coronating Hashem over the whole world. It's about making Hashem as king over each of our own lives by putting Hashem at the center of our own lives. And again, in turn, this will help coronate Hashem as king over the world. Now that we understand this, I would like to share an idea from Rav Avraham Tzvi Kluger in his book, My Soul Desire, that will help us answer our second question, why we use the phraseology of Kol Asher Neshama Be'apo, that everyone who has a breath in his nostrils will say, Hashem Elokai Yisrael Melech Umachu So Bachol Mashallah. Hashem, God of Israel, is king, and his kingship rules over all. Rav Kluger explains that back in Bereishis Perek Bet, Pasuk Zion, chapter 2, verse 7, we are told, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'adam afar min ha'adama, vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, vayihi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya. The Lord God formed man from the dust of the earth. He blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Hashem created us by blowing a neshama into us. On Rosh Hashanah, we hint to this language of creation and say to Hashem, you gave me my neshama, and now I am going to channel that original neshama that you gave me to serve you. You created me with your breath, and now every breath that I take is for you, Hashem. When we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we're expressing the same idea. We use our breath and blow it back to Hashem as an expression of coronating Hashem as king over our personal lives, and in turn, over the entire world. Amir Tashem, with this in mind, we will be able to enhance our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah and set ourselves up for a year of success with Hashem as our king. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzhak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of our beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sarah Rasa Bat Rafael, and her beloved sister, Celia Firestein, Cyril Bat Rafael, of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org/women/YR for a list of daily sponsors.